Metal is my favorite kind of music to play and listen to.
Metal is incredibly diverse. It's not all growling, it's not all screaming at everyone.
Metal is full of incredibly technical players, and the crowd expects you to play the parts right. It makes you a better musician.
Well, Backstage Pass is returning for a third season to WKAR-TV, and that's a little taste of what you will get from episode number one. The metal band Silent Lapse is featured on the opener to the third season of WKAR-TV's Backstage Pass, and Peter Wharf spoke with members of Silent Lapse.
The band's personality is very positive. We always try to make sure that we are putting a good message. We don't want to use vulgarity in our lyrics. We want to make an experience that everyone can attend and listen to, as well as, you know, get something from at the same time. I think that just pretty much overall.
Yeah, positive would definitely be the first word I would use to describe us as a band.
I would say hard workers as well. A lot of our weeknights are consumed with the band and you know, promoting, practicing. We're trying to make this what we do, so we're working hard at it.
Our influences come from all across the board. Two big ones are Pink Floyd and Metallica. Catatonia is a band out of Sweden that we've taken a lot, especially going forward now. Opeth, also from Sweden. The producer of a couple of their albums we got in touch with to do our last one, to do the mixing, just because we love the sound of those records. And then there's other influences that are from kind of all over the map. Some singer-songwriters, some black metal out of Matt is the metal aficionado of every style. Elton John is a big influence for me.
As a guitarist, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, yeah, he's tasteful in everything he does, it seems, so we try to pull from that. I do, at least.
I think Taylor likes Rush a lot.
Rush.
Or Neil Peart, at least, because he is outstanding.
Well, the band pretty much started when my brother Taylor and I were making some original material. We were creating the material a while before we met these guys, but then we started thinking that we wanted to play it out. Matt, our bassist, made a message board where we would talk about music on there, and Scott was on there. And Taylor and I went on there and we asked Scott if he would play keyboard for us, asked Matt if he would play bass. It originally started as just a one-off gig kind of thing, but after that we decided this would be the band to keep going with our original material in, and then we needed another guitarist once we started, decided to play originals, and Wyatt was the guy. We knew him from, we were just friends, and yeah, he was a talented guitarist. So.
And at the time we didn't have a singer, we couldn't find one. And so I just kind of defaulted into it because I just, I guess, was the least of the evils, and then I got time to kind of develop a bit and kind of become more of a singer. Mind away from trembling. What I really like about being on stage is just being able to connect with the people. Sometimes they're in the front row, sometimes they're sitting 40 feet back, sometimes they're sitting way in the back and you don't even realize that they're into it until after the show they come up to you and you get to talk with them then. But it's just interacting with people before, during, and after that I just really love.
I think too it's cool when you're playing in a live venue in a bigger place like this, the sound is always cool. You want to hear that bass drum and have it make a big bang.
When we're playing, I think it's cool when you hear the audience singing your songs back to you. You can hear it over the music. That's one of the coolest parts about playing live.
What makes a good show is first and second have always got to be performance and you know, the way that you play the songs. You got to play it well. You have to be a performer up there too. You have to engage the crowd, like Scott was saying. Those can sometimes be interchanged for one another because, you know, sometimes you do something crazy and you can't play while you're doing that or not as well. But you know, if you're engaging the crowd and one trades off a little bit for the other, I think that's where you get the good show, as long as they're keeping each other at the same level, those two things.
And I think what I found is engaging the audience doesn't necessarily take away from your performance. And in fact, for me, I think it helps because it kind of, you can relax a little bit and just let the music come out and just have fun. And that's really what it's about anyway.
That Silent Lapse, they open up our third season of WKAR-TV's Backstage Pass Sunday night at 7 o'clock, thanks to WKAR-TV's Mike Mahalis for help on that segment.